What are you drinking?
I thought I'd kick back with a Brandy Alexander. What are you listening to?
Today's episode of Too Many Podcasts. The Sherpa spent some time talking with Brandy Singleton, of A Voice to be Reckoned With. She's a fun Brandy.
I'll check it out. Besides, I think this Brandy Alexander is really tapioca.
She's a lot more fun than putting in a cocktail glass, that's for sure.
Welcome to Too Many Podcasts, the podcast about podcasts. Now, podcasting from the Sherpa Chalet on Mount Podcastia, here's your host, Jim, the podcast Sherpa.
Hey there, Rebels, and welcome to day two of Amazing Women, Incredible Stories. It's me, Jim, the podcast Sherpa. You are listening to Too Many Podcasts. And you knew that. You clicked on the button. So I'm here. It's a package deal. I'm sorry. I can't do any better than that. So, who's on today?
Who's our guest today, Sherpa?
Her name is Brandy Singleton, and she hosts a podcast called A Voice to be Reckoned With. And I spent a little time speaking with Brandy in the conference room at the Sherpa Chalet from coast to coast. We were having this conversation, and she's super nice, and we became buddies really quick. And I actually even made an appearance on her show, too, and I think I will include that link on the Sherpa sheet if you would like to check that out. Brandy is really an interesting lady. She's very passionate about what she does and super smart and a lot of fun. And I definitely brought out the silly in her in this interview. You will notice towards the end, and I think you'll really enjoy it. So instead of me babbling on, let's just take a listen to my interview with Brandy Singleton of A Voice to be Reckoned With. Hello there, Rebels. We are here chatting with Brandy J, the host of A Voice to be Reckoned With. And she just interviewed me for her show, so make sure you check that episode out. Before everything fell apart, she interviewed me first because she won the coin toss. Or she lost the coin toss. I don't know which one would be correct. And I got to see her kitchen before, so she was very relaxed in her kitchen, but even though she said it was very hot. But she's in another location in her house because she's having internet issues, and she's standing on one foot. She's holding her hair out, and she's pointing to the right. I imagine all of this is happening just to get a good internet signal. So because of all this effort, we should say, Brandy, welcome to the Sherpa Chalet.
Hey, thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you here. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
My name is Brandy J. Singleton, or Brandy Joy Singleton. I am a podcaster slash teacher, teacher slash podcaster from San Diego. I have a show. It's called A Voice to be Reckoned With. Yeah. So I have a show, A Voice to be Reckoned With. I decided I wanted to podcast, with being a teacher and all, I come across I'm an advocate for bullying, very big on that. And it was just too perfect, when I discovered podcasting, and I wanted to have a platform to be able to address these issues and have a platform for other people that didn't have a voice. I wanted to be that voice for them until they were able to get a voice. I felt like I was going to be able to empower them, but I'd be that voice for the time, And so that's kind of like what it was all about for me, was just being able to speak for people that couldn't speak for themselves. And then as I went along, it just kind of took a life of its own. And I just started meeting all kinds of different people with different situations. It could have been a up-and-coming artist or a therapist or somebody that just had some sort of trauma or somebody reinventing themselves. There were just so many different things, that it was just like, okay, a voice to be reckoned with, a voice for many or a voice of many. So then, just grew from there.
Were you an elementary school teacher or middle school or high school?
Middle school. Well, we're charter school. We're from K through 8.
So, yeah. And I guess especially when kids are around, especially the later ages like that 11 through 13, that's probably when they're kind of finding themselves. And the bullying probably is like at the worst time there, too.
Oh, yeah. They started kindergarten now. It's evolved.
Wow.
Yeah. But, I think that stems from, so I don't know about you, but I know growing up, school was from like kindergarten to sixth grade, and then junior high was seventh grade to ninth grade, and then high school, 10th to 12th. Now they got these kids from kindergarten all the way to 12th all together. And I think that plays, I think that the having the little ones with the big ones, I really think that has a lot to do with the change in the behavior because they watch the other one. I truly believe that.
Yeah, that makes sense. You know, they're trying to emulate what they can't do yet. And they figure, well, these kids look like they've got it all under control. So I'll just act like them. And
yeah. Yeah. And sometimes big kids think it's funny, you know, to see the little ones, you know, so it's kind of like, oh, no.
About your podcasting journey, we were talking a little bit about stuff. Now, you were asking me, did I have any embarrassing situations? And I just realized, you know, after we finished our interview, I said, you know what? I could never have an embarrassing situation because I'm the one doing the editing, so I'll never make it sound like I've had an embarrassing situation.
A little embarrassing situation that you didn't catch.
That's right. That's why I have to be really cautious when I'm doing my editing. Was there anything that ever happened with you like that?
Well, did you ask? Oh, man. Let me tell you. Well, one was more traumatic. This one was embarrassing. Well, you know, I was recording and, you know, my son, for the most part now, when he knows I'm in record mode, he knows, shut it down, quiet, not here. But, you know, at this time, he just didn't get it. And so as I'm recording, he keeps saying things to me and I just had it at this point. So I just kind of go off and I dropped a few bombs, you know, I was like, Eppin. And then I, you know, obviously I thought I stopped. You know, the recording and started over again. And so, and then I was like, okay, I'm gonna go at it. And I think I was talking about, you know, I'm a big Walking Dead fan. And so I was talking about, you know, some zombie stuff. And I'm like, okay, I'm killing it. Okay, it's good now, right? I'm not really big. Now I do, though. I'm not really big on listening to my own voice for some reason. And just, I just get turned off by listening to my own podcast. I'm just like, oh my God, I sound like that? But, you know, I kind of want to know what it sounds like from, you know, on the outside, you know, just to see what, you know, just to go through all my shows and just listen to them back to back. And so it's going along and just going along. I have a buddy of mine with me. And all of a sudden we get to a show and all of a sudden you just hear, effing told you to blah, blah, blah. You know, and I'm just like, I'm playing it cool. I'm just like, uh-oh. You know, and he's sitting next to me. I'm just like, but inside I'm thinking like, red alert, red alert. kill it. You got to go in there and find and wipe it off of every platform. I was freaking out inside because it had been a whole week already since the show. Maybe a week and some change. But people have been hearing this. And this is my first time hearing it. And I was just like, oh, no. And I just did everything and anything I could to wipe. I said, what do I do to wipe it from every platform? I said, okay, I got to go back in to where I made it from. And then I'm like, is that going to work? So whatever I did, I worked really hard and that show is gone. It went bye-bye. But I was thinking in my head, I had to go back on another show and do like an apology tour. I was just like, I'm so sorry, you know, that that wasn't supposed to be in there. Sorry, everybody.
Yeah, well, you know, like everybody has their moments, I guess, right?
Yeah, call that a pooper moment, I guess.
You could just say, I was pranked and they made me swear.
Right? So. I was like, I was so shocked. I was like, felt like I was the last person to find out.
Oh, my. So do you have any special favorite episodes that you've done so far? Because we've been doing our shows roughly about the same time, right?
Yeah, I just hit my year and something not that long ago. Yeah. Man. Like, you know, I told you earlier, I said, we always think there's that one, like, that's the one. And then you're like, that's the one. let's see. Said fit well. Let's see. Because I've done so many, but then there's those ones that really, like, hit, you know, home. And then I feel like if I say this one, then I'm going to have to say somebody else's. And I don't want to have to do that because I love them all. So how about I just pick one with just me in it? That's fair.
Okay.
I'll do that.
There you go. Your solo episodes are the ones that stand out and everybody else was okay.
Yeah. Yeah. See? You know, a lot of people don't do a solo. They said they find it hard just to talk by themselves for a long time. I said, well, I talk to myself all the time, so it's not even a problem. I mean, this is nothing right here. So many, though, still. But I think, I don't know about favorite. Some have been really, I can't say favorite, but like emotional, you know, because of the what had happened. But as far as my favorite, you know what I'm going to go with my very, and even though it was like way like, because you know, even though your first ones, they obviously that's going to be the one where you really not need to not do that stuff again. Like you need to work on that sound and don't do that over there. But since it was your first one and it still meant a lot, because mine was really significant because I chose my son to like to be my first like intern. You know, we were at his boxing. He's a part of a ABC Youth Center. I don't know if you know the boxer Archie Moore.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had started that. Now his son, he's like a mentor to my son, and he keeps it going, Billy Moore. And so we were there, and my son was, you know, doing his boxing, you know, in the ring and stuff. And so I was like, I'm going to try my podcast here. You know, obviously it was really noisy, but I said, hey, I still didn't know what I was really doing yet either. So, you know, I was just go for it. And so I went into the, where my son, he was in the ring, whatever. And then he had came over, and then I was just, I think it was the bully. We're talking about bullying and stuff like that, you know. And then he went about his way, you know. And then I carried on and finished off the show. But I think I that one was my favorite because it was like very first, you know. And it was my son, you know, that I chose to break that in with. So,
and that's a unique way to start it too, as well. Yeah, how many people are going to start their first podcast in a boxing ring? Are you talking with their child yet?
Right? It wasn't planned either. It's not like I said at home, like, when we get here, I'm going to blah, blah, blah. I was just, like, chilling out, waiting for him, for him to finish up. And I was just messing around with the podcast. And there were other stuff going on, too, like other little things. And I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to press record and just walk around. And there we have it.
There you have it. And the rest is history, right?
Yep.
So when you do your podcast, have any of your kids ever said, oh, Miss Singleton, I heard your podcast?
Yes. Well, they call me Miss Brandy because Miss Singleton, I don't know, something about my last name, like I don't know, it just makes it seem like Miss Singleton. No. I don't know. Because the kids are usually, I've been working in the field for like 8 years, and they've always just said Miss Brandy. And just seems more relaxed. I don't know. But they do, like, in the beginning, they didn't know until I told them, you know, because when we get that little chill time and I'm with them, I'm like, I said, hey. I'm like, did you know I'm a star? And they were like, no, you're not. I was like, uh-huh. I'm like, I got a radio show. You want to hear it? And, you know, and sometimes I'll try. We have, like, a short little downtime, but I never really got to get to it because technically we're supposed to be working, you know. But I'm just trying to, like, give them a little gist of, like, I really have one. I want to show this to you. And so it became a thing after a while, and they all knew. They'd be like, what did you do this weekend? We do the little circle group, you know, on Mondays and ask what we did for the weekend. And it kind of already had a clue what I did or what I was going to do. And so, yeah, they always ask me about it. Or my one of the second graders, she'd be like, so what are you going to talk about this week, Miss Brandy? I was like, I don't know. What do you think I should talk about? Her name was Patience, by the way, too. Very unique name. I'm like, Patience, I'm losing my patience with you. She used to get so mad when I say that. I thought it was so funny. So, yeah, they were way interested when I talked about my show. Actually, Jim, I had one of my students in the show. I got the opportunity to see her mom agreed. I chose her strategically for it was the Children Future. That's so sad. I don't even remember my own podcast name. Youth Future. I'm so sorry. I got a lot of shows. I was going to tell you earlier. I said I felt good to know that I'm not the only one with different projects because I thought I was doing too much at first. I said he does a lot too. But yeah. So I reached out to her mom and I said, hey, you know, I have a podcast. And I was a little nervous at first. I was like, she's not going to take me seriously. But she's like, okay, we'll see what we can do. It took a long time for her to, like, because she's so busy. But I thought maybe she just didn't want to. But her daughter was like, she felt like she was just like a star. She is. She's so cute and so smart. And she embodied everything that I wanted, you know, for the Voices of the Future. You know, the personality, the genuine, and just everything. And so it finally came too. And it worked out. It was good. So I actually got to have one of my students in it, and that really made me feel really good.
Well, I mean, your original intention for doing the podcast too was giving people a voice, and there you were, you know, your own kids, you know, your own students having that opportunity to, you know, to say their piece.
Yeah.
So, you mentioned something earlier before. You said about that you didn't like the sound of your voice.
Yeah, I don't.
You know that that's actually a scientific thing, that we're not really geared to like the sound of our voices because we think that we sound so much different.
So you said, what you're saying is we're not supposed to like.
Well,
what, is it,
what,
you're saying?
What happens is when you're speaking, you think that you sound one way. Your ears are so far away from your mouth, and there's actually vibrations going on in your head when you're speaking, and it distorts the sound waves, which is why you don't sound like what you think you sound like. So that's why when you play back a recording and you go, "Oh, that's me. Why did anybody tell me I sound like that?" And then, you know, throw in the scientific stuff where, you know, you're doing editing and there's like compressing and it's going over the airwaves, and that's going to even probably tweak it a little bit more.
Wow. But
so you're with the rest of the club who doesn't like the way that they sound.
Yeah, I did not like checking out my own shows. But after that one little oopsie I had, I said, you have no choice but to listen to your show because you don't need any more of those type of accidents.
I've just learned to kind of accept it. And, you know, however you speak and just deal with it. I'll make fun of myself. I'll just be like, oh yeah, there I go again. Blah, 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 blah. Shut up, Jim. That's all you really can do, I guess.
Yeah. I had somebody tell me that I had like a nice voice. Like, he was like, have you ever thought about doing voiceovers? I was like, stop it. I was like, please stop. If you're just playing with me, right? I do not. But then I was like, I did. Yeah. He's like, yeah, you have a natural tone. Like you have a tone that just stays in the same level. Some people have to get trained to do that. And I'm like, I've never heard this before. But I'm like, okay, I'll roll with it. Tell me more. You know?
I would agree with
that. I didn't want to get too stuck on it because I was like, okay, now if I know and I'm aware of it, now I'm going to mess it up if I go in and try to like practice it and stuff. So I had thought about doing some like audio, like poetry and stuff like that, you know? So I've been messing with that a little bit, but you know, that requires me having to like listening to myself. So see how that works out.
You're right though. You shouldn't let it get too much in your own head because then you're going to get self-conscious and then it's going to sound different ultimately when you do it. So, but then I guess as long as you don't get like an affectation when you're talking to people, hello, this is Brandon. You're listening to the voice of the Dragon Riff. Yeah, as long as you stay away from that, I think you'd probably be all right.
Oh, dear.
Unless you're doing a podcast about the royal family, then you could probably get away with that. Let's talk about Prince Charles today.
Oh, you do that so well.
Why, thank you, my dear.
I haven't got the guts yet to do any impressions. One day.
I do many impressions, and they're all terrible. It's funny. If I just kind of do it off the cuff when I'm talking to somebody, it'll sound good. If I'm behind a microphone, nope. It's like, who was that an impression of? Arnold Schwarzenegger? No, that sounded like the guy who rotated my tires last week.
Oh, man. I used to be able to do like Woody Woodpecker when I was like younger. Well, I swore I sounded like him. My mom agreed. Then I thought I could do Barney. And then Patrick from SpongeBob. I know what you're doing. You're waiting for me to do it, aren't you? And I'm not going to do it.
I'm almost prepping to do a SpongeBob just so you can do a Patrick. Three cheers for Mr. Crab.
I didn't even look at the screen. I just knew it. I said, he's waiting for me to do it. That little pause there. I said, I'm not going to do it.
SpongeBob.
I did it. Is that one where in his breath, I don't know if you ever seen the one where they're in the movie theater and like, I think he keeps passing out or something. They're trying to figure out what is the smell that keeps making them die and come back. And then like, they, you know, he thought it was Patrick's breath. And he was like telling, he's like, SpongeBob, you got the uglies. And he was and I think when they went outside, they found out he had like something in his, I don't know, it was something he had or was in his pocket. I don't know where it was, but I guess he was saying it was his breath or something. And yeah, and that's where I got that one from.
Did you watch a lot of cartoons growing up?
Only with the like the good ones. I'm not saying cartoons aren't good now, but you know, they don't do like they used to, like Bugs Bunny, Looney Tunes, and all that stuff like back then. But I think when I really checked out of cartoons, I think when I had my son, and I was like, okay, this is enough's enough. I can't. I didn't realize how long SpongeBob has been around, because SpongeBob, my nephew used to watch him. My nephew's in his 30s now. Then my one cousin that's younger than he loves SpongeBob. And then my son, I said, dude, SpongeBob's old. And he's like, still doing it. Like, he's like, still vibrant. The shows are just still like, you know, like going. And kids are just still loving it. But I stopped watching a lot of cartoons. I'm more into like I have like really like my humor is, I like more of like a South Park type of, I like stuff that's inappropriate.
That's a good way to put it, if you say South Park.
Yeah, it just tickles me. I used to have Cartman dolls and all that stuff. All the little gadgets, I would take them to the movie theaters and stuff. People walk by, I press them. He'd be like, you killed Kenny! And he'd be like, wait, what?
That was good.
Like, fed bat!
Fed my soda!
Say, bye, cake is a cheesy puff!
Who knew you'd be doing a Cartman impression on my show, right?
I love him. He is so inappropriate. I just love him to pieces. I don't know why that is. Why the more inappropriate someone is, the more I want to get to know him. I'm going to sit by her.
I guess when, like, especially, you know, being that you're a parent, you know, when you go out and you're with your kids and when they're small, you don't want them to say anything offensive, but Cartman just has like no filter. So he just says whatever and whenever. And
yes, he does. It's too hilarious. Like, shut up, fat ass. Oh, see what you've done to me here, Jim. See.
I think we hit a nerve here, Brandy.
Right? You have it here first, because it's the first time I've ever done any impressions on any, not even my show. Got me first.
You know what? Now, maybe like before you do, you could do like a little like South Park intro, like, hey, it's Brandy.
Shut up. Oh, man. That was too. That made my day, though. It really did. Oh, you've created a monster.
Oh no. Okay, so we were talking about podcasts earlier during your interview with me. Of what podcasts do you like to listen to?
I'm going to be completely honest here with you. I didn't used to watch podcasts, so it was really crazy how I just started making them, and I started making them without even trying to listen to anybody. Never listened to one. I said I can do this. So I thought somebody thought that was pretty crazy that I did that. And I said, well, maybe I should start though, don't you think? And so I've recently been picking up different podcasts. And see, this is a good thing, right? Because this helps me make sure that I'm not doing the same thing. Because I don't know if I got ADHD or something, or I just like to do a lot at one time. But sometimes I'll get distracted. I'll be like, I can't listen to all this right now. I can't really sit that long with listening to something without getting distracted. And so what I've been, but see what I've been doing lately now is I've been purposely listening, which is very, actually, I'm starting to like more because it's helping me grow as a podcaster. It enlightens me to listen to somebody else refreshing in their ways and their ideas, you know what I mean? And to just, because I think that's how we grow anyway, from listening to each other, you know, and I don't have to listen to myself all, you know, time. So actually this year, I've really basically just been starting to find a liking to a show. And for some reason, and this might be a little like, I don't know if it's like cliche or just because of who he is, but Joe Rogan's name is always everywhere. Joe Rogan. I said, who will I choose from? I went, what the hell? I need to know what he is talking about. Because he must be talking about some really good shit, because people, like everybody's saying his name. So I get to listening to him. I'm like, okay, all right. But to be honest with you, I don't remember anything he said. But that's not a bad thing. I really, with him, what I took from him was he's got to get, like with you, your voice. A voice can do so much. Like you have to have like an engaging voice. You have an engaging voice. You know what I mean? Like some people are like, nah, nah, nah. Joe, he just comes right on in and then he hits you with those advertisements for people and stuff. And so what I'm learning for podcasts, I'm seeing, I don't think I'm at the point where I'm really like listening. I'm kind of excited by how everybody's different.
That makes sense.
To be honest, yours. Yours was the first one, to be honest with you. Wait, let me think before I say that. Oh, I'm lying. I'm just a big liar.
It's okay. We don't fact check here. Yeah. I can say you were in movies if you want to. Nobody will ever know.
I'm so sorry. Okay. There is a show. It's called The Indie Brigade.
Okay.
Yes. And that's because I love horror. I'm like a horror fanatic. It's a Romero Indie Brigade. So that's the one that I started picking up on because I got to know them more and I love horror. That was so, that should have been off the top, but it's kind of not because that's just so home to me. But yeah. So I'm really, to be honest with you, because I don't want to blow any smoke up anybody's butt. And it's nothing that, like, I don't want to come off. I just know that I want to be very genuine and be completely honest with you and whomever's listening, that that's where I'm finding myself to be at right now is really like listening. But that's what I'm enjoying the most is listening to how everybody's different.
All right. So you know what's next, right?
No.
I get to ask you to do a little shameless self-promotion.
Shameless self-promotion.
Okay, I get that. Alrighty, where do I start? Brandy is my name, okay? Brandy J, Brandy Joy, Brandy J Singleton. Either way it goes, you'll find me. You'll find me on Facebook. You can go and put in, is it a voice for many? Yes, a voice for many. Also, my Twitter is Brandy, that's B-R-A-N-D-Y, S-I-N-G-L-T, 81. Should I say that again?
I got it. It'll be on my show notes.
And then I have Instagram. That's at Brandy's. No, that's at, it's my last and first name with no vowels. So it'll be S-N-G-L-T-N-B-R-N-D-Y. It's going to be up hopefully tonight. I finally paid somebody to professionally do my website because it took me like a whole year. And it's called Brandy Joy's Place. So that's basically where you'll find any and everything from me waking up in the morning to doing impressions now. You'll find it all there. You'll find it all there. That's one shot. It's like a one-stop shop. So those are the main sites where you'll find me at.
So she is a voice to be reckoned with. Her name, Brandy J. Singleton. Brandy, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me, because I really don't get to do this a lot, so it was a pleasure.
Attention, rebels of the Sure Pollution. Today's podcast is being brought to you by Audible. You can get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/Sherpa. There are over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player.
You know, apart from Brandy's podcast, A Voice to be Reckoned With, there aren't too many anti-bullying podcasts that are very recent anyway. I found one called Anti-Bullying 101 that you can find on anchor.fm. And you can also, of course, check out Brandy's podcast. And she does episodes about anti-bullying, and she's got a lot of interviews with a lot of other people, too. And it's not all serious, folks. She has a lot of fun, too. And I guess you could tell from our interview. So I wish all the best to Brandy with her podcast, A Voice to be Reckoned With. And also, if you look around, you can probably find her on TikTok as well. TikTok. Oh, no, that's the controversial one, isn't it? It's okay. Brandy's cool. We like her. And Brandy, thanks so much, my friend, for coming on the show. Don't forget, all week long, it is Amazing Women, Incredible Stories. And tomorrow is going to be a really interesting one, very different for this kind of show. And it's an interview with writer Lisa Bagby. And I'll tell you a little bit more about it tomorrow, so make sure you tune in. And in the meantime, listen to this show on any podcast app or at my website, sharepollution.com. And you can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at SharePollution to see what's going on social media-wise. So thank you so much for tuning in. And I will be talking to you guys tomorrow. Have a great day. Mr. Bruce, you know what to do. Thank you, sir.
Thanks for listening to Too Many Podcasts. Please disperse. You can go home now. I said you can go home now. Viva la Chapalition. Viva la Chapalition. Oh. Yeah, I'll come back now you're here.